The Escape Artist. Chilliwack Army Base, British Columbia, 1963. The boy was gone, vanished. I had slipped away while my mother was occupied with that thankless task familiar to any career military wife, unpacking the family's possessions and setting up yet another new household. My mom, Phyllis, and my dad, Sergeant William Fox, Royal Canadian Army Signal Corps, had become experts at relocation. Between their wedding day in 1950 and that afternoon Mom spent on crating the effects of 13 years of family life, Dad had been stationed at 6 different Army bases. My father's job involved encryption and decoding. His skill at these arcane arts is the reason the Army required him at postings all across Canada. There had been a previous stint in Chilliwack from 1955 to 1958. The family was returning there from the province of Alberta, where Dad had spent the intervening years at bases in both Calgary and Edmonton. I was born in Edmonton in June of 1961. This was life in the military, and if it was inconvenient or even traumatic for a serviceman's family, well, tough. Dad knew the reply he'd get from the brass should he ever complain, and with a rueful half-smile he'd often remind us, "If the Army wanted me to have a family, they would have issued me one." Dad had actually put in for this latest transfer, though, and it was no hardship saying goodbye to the flat, featureless landscape and insultingly cold winters of the Canadian prairie. Mom and Dad still had many friends in Chilliwack, and both had grown up in British Columbia. Driving westward from Alberta, Mom remembers crying all the way across the Rockies. So thrilled was she to be traveling toward home. The Chilliwack base sat right at the spot where the rugged mountains settled into miles and miles of rich Fraser River Valley farmland. If you followed the Fraser, 80 winding miles or so from Chilliwack toward the delta where it empties into the Pacific, you'd come to the small community of Ladner. The daughter of one of that area's many Depression-era tenant farmers, Mom considered Ladner the home she always carried with her in her heart. So, if the Fox family had to load into the Chevy and hit the Trans-Canada Highway once again, at least they were moving in the right direction. Cramped was the operative word for Army housing. PMQs, permanent married quarters, did not provide generous living space, but situated as they were on well-guarded government real estate, you couldn't ask for a safer environment in which to raise children. Sprawling grids of identical row housing, PMQs were tidy neighborhoods where folks quickly forged new friendships or reestablished old ones. Everybody looked out for everybody else, and everybody was in exactly the same socioeconomic boat. If another family owned something yours didn't, a color TV, say, or a fancy car, all you had to do was count the kids. Chances are they had one or two fewer than you did. In 1963, we had 4, Karen, Stephen, Jacqueline, and me. In 1964, our baby sister Kelly showed up, effectively postponing the purchase of a color TV until the early 70s. As Mom counted casualties among the stacks of mismatched dishes wrapped in crumpled sheets of old Edmonton newspaper, it's not hard to imagine how I might have escaped unnoticed. It might sound redundant to say tiny for a 2-year-old, but that's exactly what I was. Knee-high, weighing little more than a wet beach towel, and slippery quick. Several minutes would pass before Mom realized I was missing. I can't pretend to remember my 2-year-old state of mind, but it's likely that my motive in wandering out the back door was not specifically to escape. More likely, I simply failed to recognize boundaries, that the screened kitchen door represented a line beyond which an unsupervised toddler did not venture. The impulse to push against the limits of my world was something I would never grow out of. I recently asked my mother about her reaction to my unscheduled field trip that afternoon in Chilliwack, an episode that, for her, set the pattern for her experience raising me. I was, she recalled, a mysterious, mercurial blur. I was unpacking and whatnot, getting things squared away, and all of a sudden I couldn't find you. This was a new neighborhood, of course, so I panicked. I went outside, and I'm calling and calling for you until finally this lady came out and asked, "Was I Mrs. Fox?" When I said yes, she said, "You're looking for your little boy?" Well, he was just here, and what a charmer. He just talked and talked. That's how it went. Everybody in the neighborhood knew who you were before we knew who they were. Over and over again, I heard, "Oh, that Michael, are you Michael Fox's mother?" You know, after you became famous, everybody would say to me, "You must get tired of being asked, 'Are you Michael Fox's mother?'" And I'd say, "Not at all. I've been hearing it since he was a baby."